from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Channel 7 hits back at an ex-staff member. Elizabeth Hurley sets the record straight about a Prince Harry rumour and thieves steal millions in cash during a perfect heist. All that and more coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Friday, the 5th of April. We'll start in Victoria, and the husband of Samantha Murphy, the woman who went missing in Ballarat 2 months ago and is presumed dead, has made a heartbreaking admission. Michael Murphy told the Herald Sun that he's been searching for his wife every single day since her disappearance. A 22-year-old man has been charged with Miss Murphy's murder, even though her body has not yet been found. Moving on, Channel 7 has responded after a former employee made a series of shocking claims in court yesterday during Bruce Lehrman's defamation trial against Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson. The ex-employee, a producer named Taylor Auerbach, claimed that Channel 7 reimbursed Mr. Lehrman for illicit drugs and sex workers while it was courting him to appear in a TV interview. Last night, 7 released a statement saying it was appalled by the allegations and added 7 did not reimburse Bruce Lehrman for expenditure that has allegedly been used to pay for illicit drugs or prostitutes and has never done so. The trial continues today. In the US, there was a pretty daring heist in LA, with thieves stealing nearly $30 million in cash from a money storage facility on Easter Sunday. The elaborate and complex theft appeared to be the work of an experienced crew and was only discovered on Monday when staff opened the vault. How long until they make this into a movie? To celebrity news now, Elizabeth Hurley has responded to rumours that she took Prince Harry's virginity. The royal mentioned in his explosive memoir that he lost his virginity to an older woman in a grassy field behind a busy pub, which somehow led to whispers it might have been Hurley.
That was ludicrous. Or he said she was English, she was older than me. It was in Gloucestershire.
Okay.
They're like, oh, it's Elizabeth. It's right. Absurd. It was absurd.
That audio from Watch What Happens Live, Hurley went on to reveal that she's never actually even met Prince Harry. There you go. And it turns out Spice Girl Mel B is in a bit of trouble with the other members of the girl group, so much so that they've kicked her out of their WhatsApp group. She's done a number of interviews lately where she's teased a potential reunion tour for the Spice Girls' 30th anniversary, and they're not happy that she's been spilling the beans.
I heard you got kicked out of the WhatsApp group as well.
I am always getting that. Always happens to me, yeah. Because I say things, you know, I get so excited when it comes to Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Because it is 30 years. And, you know, we've got a lot to celebrate. The fact that we're all still healthy and living life and all talking still. It's nice.
It is beautiful.
So I can't say anything else to get myself kicked out.
That audio from British Show This Morning. All right, we'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, and in the AFL, Gather Round kicked off last night in Adelaide with Melbourne beating hometown team the Crows by 15 points. If you're not familiar with Gather Round, it's where all the teams play in the same city over a weekend. Here's what Melbourne skipper Max Gawn had to say about it on Fox Footy last night after his side's win.
It really is a great concept, Gather Round. I love the oval, I love the city, they live and breathe footy.
And in the NRL, the Melbourne Storm beat Brisbane in a thriller last night, winning 34-32. But the big news from the game was Broncos captain Adam Reynolds having to leave the field after copping a hamstring injury. The 33-year-old looked like he was on the verge of tears in the change rooms after yet another injury setback. Here's what he had to say after the game.
Are you worried? You look pretty upset in the sheds. But are you worried about it being a long-term injury?
I don't know. I'll get scans back in Brisbane and...
You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom
wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on CrimeX Plus. Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.